MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Viv Govender, Rand Swiss. Viv, always appreciate the time. You and I haven't chatted AI in far too long. I want to touch on models first. We've got the ChatGPT 5.4, Nano Banana 2 from Gemini, which is Alphabet. We've got the Anthropic Opus 4.6. I'm reminded of a conversation from maybe 2 years ago where we were wondering how good these models would get. I would wager that they've got really good. Yes, there's still flaws, they still make stuff up, but by and large, we are seeing massive improvements.
Yes, most certainly. And not to insult anybody out there, but if you are in the impression that the models kind of stalled, it's more the case of you've hit the capacity rather to determine how good the models are. And that seems to be the case, because we've had cases in which people like, AI professionals, et cetera, have come out and, mathematicians mm-hmm. have come out and started using, like Terence Tao, et cetera, started to use AI to actually aid them in discovering, new mathematics, new physics, et cetera. We've seen the emergence of Mythos, which apparently, has this different levels, like Opus seems to be the highest, the Mythos is above Opus apparently, which apparently is too powerful to even be released to the public, because it can look at any piece of software and determine, new hacks, the new, what they call exploits to the software. And then it can even take one piece of software, find multiple exploits, each of them may not be on its own powerful, but they combine them and make like a combo punch that can give you access to certain, sensitive data, or allow you to do things that you're not supposed to do, etc. And that's just basically what the last couple of weeks. We're still waiting for Spud from OpenAI. We're still waiting for the new Gemini to come out, the new Grok to come out. And quite frankly, the progress has been as fast as has been predicted, if not slightly faster. People that think it's hit a wall or it's hit any kind of barrier, it's not true. In fact, it's getting to a point where we just don't have the tests anymore to determine how good these things are.
That's actually a great point, and I will attest. I mean, Opus 4.6 has just boggled my brain. And to be clear, I was quite happy with my AI before, but the new one is really great. The problem they're running into it, and to be clear, I'm using Anthropic. They currently get my $20 a month. I'm using Opus 4.6. Their problem is, frankly, capacity. They don't have enough compute power, and I can see it in my throttling. I can see it in the way how they've sort of, even just 2 months ago, I was running wild with Claude, and now there's restrictions left, right, and center. This is proving the giant challenge.
Yes, look, I mean, again, your $20 a month is not where they are making their money.
No.
Because what's happened is with the emergence, especially of things like, the really deep thought, that the recursive kind of thought this thing goes through, as well as agents. We are talking about, Jensen Huang came out and said, if you're not spending at least the same amount of money you're spending on an engineer, all these tokens, you're pretty much wasting the engineer. And we're talking about people spending thousands of dollars a day on these tokens. Some of the bigger companies out there, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And in fact, at current projections, I wouldn't be surprised if we approach $80 to $100 billion in recurring revenue for Anthropic by the end of this year. Okay, it's about $30 billion at the moment. This is the fastest growth we've ever seen in a company of this size. And with Anthropic, the thing is that they don't have the money that OpenAI does. They don't have the money that Gemini does. They have some special sauce, whether or not it's their philosophy of safety first, their principal philosophy, which attracts more workers to come and work for them, which we've seen, for instance, with Elon Musk, Grok. His philosophy is not appreciated by his workers, and therefore you've seen basically every single founder of Grok leave. The same thing with OpenAI, people have laughed at. But Anthropic seems to be able to maintain workers, and therefore that's why they're doing so well with much, much less money than other guys out there. The way the system is working at the moment is, there's actually an interesting podcast by a guy called Rakesh Patel, in which he was basically questioning Narendra Modi. This was a couple of months ago, and saying, isn't it obvious that you've underspent on compute? And Narendra Modi was saying, yes, but if I overspend, it's much, much worse. It's like, basically, I'll go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Rather likely underspend. But in this case, he's definitely underspent. And it just means that the chip companies out there, the memory companies, even though they've been hurt by some recent developments by Google, are probably still a pretty good bet at the moment.
I take your point on that. And I mean, Dr. Arthur overnight, that Anthropic is doing a raise, and it looks like they're going to clock the $800 billion valuation, which, as you say, is insane fast growth. If I look at, NVIDIA, year to date, okay, there's been a war and everything and the like. NVIDIA's up some 5%. It's doing fine. Meta, although they're not really chips, but they've got AI, they flat for the year. Alphabet, Amazon, both in the chip game, aside from other businesses. The Mag 7, apart from Microsoft and Tesla, actually doing quite fine over the course of the year, notwithstanding that we've had, 6 weeks of war in Iran.
And Tesla's up 5% today. I just looked at it like that. Microsoft, apparently what's hurting them is that they basically kind of chickened out on the AI spend. Mm-hmm. And that's why they pulled back and that was a mistake. So they were aggressive at the start, but they chickened out. And that's why we saw a bit of a wobble in OpenAI's, prospects. And we saw some of the big, like, for instance, companies like some of the cloud companies, for instance, under pressure. Mm-hmm. Because what happened there was we saw that OpenAI may not have the money, and therefore people were thinking maybe these cloud companies are not going to get the money coming through. But it has seemed that that's not the case. Part of it is, like I said, the agentic stuff that's come out in the last 6 months or so. Part of it has been the fact that the models are continuing to get better and better, and the applications are getting better and better, and so people are still willing to spend the money. But I think Microsoft was the issue. There was basically they were not as aggressive in AI, and that's what hurt them. It's kind of like the Apple situation.
Yeah, absolutely. They did. And in fact, they proudly said a year ago or so, sometime last year, that they were pulling back on compute, and that is absolutely hurting them. Viv Govender, Rand Swiss, as always, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.